Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. And I'm with the famous...
Junior Stopka.
And Junior is at a new bar he's working at. What's the name of the bar, Junior?
The Pitchfork.
The Pitchfork. Welcome to the Pitchfork. The second funniest or funniest man in Chicago. Every time I see you and Fritz, it alternates. How is it going carding people?
Oh, this is amazing. I didn't expect this much carding today, but...
Does this make you a better comedian?
Yeah, you get to not write more, and you get to sit down and not do nothing.
Aren't you just giving people shit every night?
Yeah.
So this is like one of your sets instead of people pay you at the end of the night.
Right, I always get a standing ovation at the end.
That's such a shitty joke. Apologize.
It is, isn't it?
How is everything going?
Oh, I can't tell who I am anymore.
So it's going well.
I don't know what's going on.
Are you still cutting the album at Main Stage?
I don't know. You know, I had this plan in my head to have something really good, so people give me free cocaine.
How is the free cocaine feeling?
It's awesome.
Is free cocaine worse or better than paid cocaine?
Oh, a lot better.
Why?
You ever have somebody give you, like, a hamburger for free?
Yeah, I've given you a hamburger for free.
Make your own hamburger and have somebody make it. Hello, how are you?
We are not joking. Junior is actually doing his job right now, and I am definitely in the way. Junior!
Yeah.
Thanks for doing the show last month.
Oh, thank you. I had a lot of good times. I didn't say faggot, I think.
No, you did. Oh, you said faggot about 40 minutes in because I was waiting for you to say faggot because you were with the delightful Ever Maynard.
I was so comfortable that I just let F word slide by.
That was the most odd couple of hours I've ever been a part of.
I think
I'm getting a lot of good response from that episode, by the way.
I think she was either really mad or really uncomfortable, or she was trying to push out a penis or something.
Are you two now in love?
I hope so. I don't know.
Are you in love, Junior?
Love is, it's like an existential smart word thing.
Did you say it's an existential fart word?
Smart word.
Smart word, okay. How is Chicago going? You got a guy at the door, by the way, really quick. Once again, Junior's...
He's a regular.
Okay. Are you glad you're here? Are you miserable that you're here? Should you be here? Where should you be? Not Cleo's, but in the Chicago in general.
Let's just pretend you're a skinny guy in prison. You're getting raped constantly. You make the best of it and try to have a good time.
Are you getting raped constantly?
Well, you feel... You gotta make stupid jokes. Hey, no drink for the little one. And then you, you know...
Do you like the putter boss?
No, I don't.
I think...
You mean, personally?
I guess, yeah.
No.
Why not?
They're okay. They're annoying. Aren't they?
I want to see a TV show, just you and the putter boss.
I'd like it, too. There's a certain point between annoying and having fun. And I think they crossed that line. They're about 51%, but they're good people. There's a 51% annoyance there, I think.
What's your favorite room in town right now? You're actually thinking about this one.
My favorite room?
Yeah, your favorite room in town.
The one that I have most fun at right now is probably Racing Plumbing.
Why?
I just feel myself and the guy Ryan Durden, he's really supportive.
It's a showcase?
It's a showcase. It's in the back of a bar. You wouldn't even think you'll have a good time, but I always have fun there.
Is it in Lincoln Park?
Yeah, it's just a showcasey kind of thing, but...
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing really here. This is bullshit, isn't it?
It kind of is bullshit. When are you going to move? Are you afraid of moving, honestly?
I'm just afraid of... I don't know how to explain it. I just don't want to go there unless I have some kind of heat on me, you know?
But are you going to be able to have heat unless you move there? Is it a double-edged sword?
That's a good question. Somebody
trying. Junior is currently carding, and we are back with Junior.
Well, there's so many people go out there without any kind
of... But where's there? L.A. or New York or both?
Both. They go over there. Then they say they're working for some kind of... Hey, how are you, brother? Good to see you again. You're looking nice. I like the hat. What was that my point? Oh, they go over there and then they say they work for some TV show. Then you notice they're just an intern getting coffee for their lawyers.
But they have that here.
They do. You can do the same. I mean, you go over there with 10 minutes of okay material. But you can make yourselves into something, but...
You have 30 minutes of great material.
Well, thank you.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I got to get out of here. I just want to kill myself. I didn't expect to live this long, honestly. I was like...
You were a boxer.
Yeah.
Do you miss boxing?
Yeah.
Could you train or no?
Yeah.
Do you train?
Sometimes, yeah. I was hitting the bag yesterday. I was... That's a good thing to do if you were violent inside but not outside, you know what I mean?
You talk a lot about murder, but you're one of the most gentle men I've ever met.
Thank you.
But you're looking around like you do want to murder.
Yeah, it's always in me. It can never come out of me.
What's your ideal gig, honestly?
My ideal gig?
Yeah. Not a one-off, but ideal gig. Something you're going to do 200 days a year. What is that?
Like my in my head?
Yeah, your dream job.
My dream job is to get a couple of white assholes and other... Not everybody. Not have to be white. It's everybody. It's just like a rock club, and I fucking do that, I don't know, every weekend.
Junior's going to card for a second, and I'm going to try to decode what's going on. For those of you that haven't listened to the show before, Junior Stopka is one of my two favorite comedians in Chicago, the other of which being James Fritz, friend of the show. The problem I have with Junior and James... And the good thing about Junior and James is that they're still in Chicago, and they shouldn't be, because a lot of their peers are leaving, and I think that they're much better than their peers, yet their peers are very funny.
Very. I'm with you. I want to get out of here.
Where?
Probably L.A., maybe.
Why L.A.?
I want to go surfing.
Are you being serious?
Dead serious. I've never been surfing. I think I'd be nice.
Have you been in New York?
I've been in New York.
What do you think?
I like it a lot. It's like here, except it's a lot deader and it smells.
And you like that?
I do.
Food's cheaper, too.
Food's a lot cheaper, and you can get a dollar bagel on the street. Over here, I was like, why don't they have this here?
Idiots. Have you been in L.A.?
No, I haven't been in L.A.
Okay, that's fair. Who's your favorite current Chicago comic? Not big name, but local level.
That's a good question. I don't really like to put favorite labels on people, but...
Some of your favorites. Somebody you really like. Somebody that's getting a lot better. Somebody you've seen progress and grow. There's gotta be one, sir.
Oh, man. You know, it's hard for me because I don't laugh anymore at comedians.
What makes you laugh, honestly?
When comedians bomb.
Yeah, you are really good at that. So you like Coles at 1 a.m.
I do. I don't like happiness anymore. Like, I'm dead inside. Nothing makes me... I like a nice, like when a joke bombs for a comedian, and then they just start hating themselves. But they express it like, fuck this shit, you know? And then they're like, you could say them break. Because there's like this persona you go up. And then the fish said, I'm an alien. And like, it gets nothing. And then they go, oh, fuck this, man. Why did I come here? And
so
then,
you like the breakdown.
I like people's... Because that makes you a better stand-up, I think. I don't know if a lot of people had that breakdown.
Do you listen to Maron?
Yeah, I used to. I haven't listened for a while, but I used to love Maron. I don't know. I always... In my head, I love him. He's one of the best. And then on the second thing, I'm like, well, this is just a pretentious guy talking about bullshit, you know? I'm like, well, that's everybody, isn't it?
No. You do a podcast.
Yeah, Famous Junior Stopcast on iTunes.
And it's...
It's good. I just had an idea for a cooking show. I'm going to take king-size Snickers ice cream bars, smother it in peanut butter, and put some sponge cake on top, put some chocolate on top, and make a Snickers cake.
I want to make it clear to the listener at home, Junior's actually not overweight. You're not a fat fuck. You're in shape, but you definitely have the body of a boxer or a linebacker. You're a
big
real...
shoulders.
Yeah, you got big shoulders, big legs, but you ain't fat. How? Do you work out?
I know how to keep my body in check. Thank you, guys.
We'll get some just for men.
Oh, you better get it. Thank you, guys. All right. See, I got to pretend to laugh. It's horse shit. So,
what are you going to name your album? Don't pretend you haven't thought about this. You got a title.
I think I do have one. It's,
you got some guys.
Cardinal fucking Justice.
Smokers. Cardinal fucking... Why Cardinal fucking Justice?
I like... Because I'm Catholic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm not really Catholic. But they're so embedded in you. Then I looked up Cardinal Justice on the thing, and there's a guy with a sword. And I was like, that'd be a cool album cover.
Why not?
But But I want to maybe call it I Quit, or Fuck All of You, or Why Stand Up Stinks. Something like that.
I hope that one day you are able to make money on things that you're brilliant at and don't die first.
I'm happy I'm here.
At Cleo's.
Oh, cool. Get the peanut butter Snickers. It's delightful.
I just want to finally...
What was I saying? Oh, that you're glad I'm alive? Well, I'm
glad
try.
You're alive. Don't die.
Well, thank you.
Oh, don't die. Don't say thank you. Just don't die.
Trying.
Keep trying. Time for plugs. Junior can be found at...
Go see Doug Stanhope at the main stage.
Are you opening that?
I'm featuring, and
fantastic.
That's... I don't get excited about any gigs usually anymore. Like, if you put me in front of, hey, look at this guy, Ray Romano, I'd say, I don't give a fuck. Fuck Ray Romano.
I think you and Ray Romano would actually get along really well.
Maybe, yeah.
He
but
seems
like,
to hate life.
But yeah, he probably does. You see how that fucking works? That guy got $1 billion in the bank, still fucking sad.
He works hard, though.
No, I'm not denying that. I'm just saying, no matter what your success rate, you're still going to be a miserable piece
but
of shit.
You can make enough money to be miserable enough that you don't want to die. That's the difference.
I'll tell you that. If I could wipe my ass with lobsters every day, I would.
Yeah, and you would be still miserable, but you'd have fun doing it.
Yeah.
You'd have the cheap thrill. The money affords the cheap thrill.
Comedians just like to complain all the time, even if you're rich and you got a beautiful wife. Oh, she just married me because I got money.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course she did. Who would want you? Look at you. Look at you. Weird big nose and... complaining, and you're not funny off stage ever. You're just sitting there, a miserable shit. How come people don't like me? But anyway, I like everybody.
Fantastic. Junior Stopka. What's the website again, really quick?
Ow! JuniorStopka.com.
JuniorStopka.com. He's my favorite. Buy his single,
Easy Does It.
Easy Does It, the most sexist single now.
Yeah.
And let's get this video made. Let's
You know what? I'm planning something else because I figured women don't like being the subject of jizz thrown in their face, so I just got to change it up. I can do Photoshop, right? No, I can't. But we'll make a stupid video, and if you listen to it, I'll friend you on Friendster.
Friend him on Friendster, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful night.
Are you sick of shows that promise to entertain but leave you holding your dick? Are you sick of open mics? Then put down your dick and come to You, Me, Them, Everybody Presents every Monday and Tuesday night at the Hungry Brain, 2319 West Belmont, Chicago, Illinois. Music better than anything you'll hear at an open mic. Stand-up comedy better than anything you'll hear at an open mic. Literature that isn't poetry, so it doesn't suck. And it's better than anything you'll hear in an open mic. Because it's not fucking poetry. Films from Chicago filmmakers who don't need to attend open mics.
Because they don't have to.
Weird stuff like some guy walking on glass that's so cool, even it would fly to fucking open mic. It's You, Me, Them, Everybody Presents. Doors open at 8 p.m. Performances at 9 p.m. 21 plus only.
Children should be left at home and will not be allowed in because they suck.
It's You, Me, Them, Everybody Presents. Every Monday and Tuesday night at the Hungry Brain. Full lineup available at You, Me, Them, Everybody.com.